Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's too early to judge the Trump presidency. She's been skeptical of some of his actions, but in her annual address to the Alaska legislature this morning, Murkowski presented the Trump administration as an opportunity for resource development.
So here's the plan in this new administration, this new Congress. We're going to start here in Alaska by working to restore throughput in our Trans-Alaska pipeline. It is possible, and it will be done.
During the campaign, Murkowski called for Trump to leave the ticket. She's one of only four Republicans to vote against any of his cabinet nominees so far, but Democrats who hope Murkowski will help them block the Trump agenda might be disappointed in her speech and what she told reporters afterwards.
I am looking at the Trump administration and the team that he's putting together and saying, how can we be working to best advantage Alaskans?
Murkowski says she's been encouraged so far by Trump's resource policies. While environmentalists warn that EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt will dismantle the agency, Murkowski says he'll bring the EPA back to its lawful mission. With reporters, Murkowski wasn't entirely uncritical of the Trump administration.
I do think that that there have been some instances where, as a team, they kind of stepped in it. And I think we saw that with the initial rollout of the executive order on the travel ban.
On the other hand, she says the Trump team flawlessly handled the announcement of Trump's pick for the Supreme Court. Invited to provide a general assessment of the Trump White House, Murkowski demurred.
Ask me that question in 3 months.
On healthcare, the senator says Congress should take time to craft a good replacement for the Affordable Care Act. She says the new program should retain features like coverage for pre-existing conditions and mental health parity. And she told legislators she supports continuing the Medicaid expansion, the cost of which is now largely borne by the federal government.
So as long as this legislature wants to keep the expansion, Alaska should have that option. So I will not vote to repeal it.
If that disappointed conservative lawmakers, so did her next statement about Planned Parenthood. Many of her Republican colleagues want to bar Planned Parenthood from receiving Medicaid money for any medical services because its clinics provide abortions. Murkowski says the Planned Parenthood controversy doesn't belong in the debate over health care replacement plan.
Taxpayer dollars should not be used to pay for abortions, but I will not vote to deny Alaskans access to the health services that Planned Parenthood provides. So
that applause was not universal. Republican Senator, State Senator John Coghill of North Pole says he gives Murkowski high marks for standing up for Alaska.
On the Planned Parenthood issue, her and I just totally disagree. But it's always good to see her take the work so thoughtfully.
Alaska's other U.S. Senator, Dan Sullivan, is due to address the legislature on Friday.